Hey, this is the Gonzali for the podcast, and I'm here with the founder and president
and discoverer of Scientology, Tech Sully.
You never got back to me on my e-reading results. Were they that bad?
Well, you were holding the cans wrong. Her name is Sally. You're supposed to hold the metal cans. I have to fill out lots of paperwork for HR now.
Come on, too soon on those sorts of jokes. Not allowed to joke like that anymore.
Yeah, no. Okay, none of that happened. Okay.
All right, so we apologize for being a little behind the times here with the podcast, but we've been very busy.
Crazy busy. Every weekend except for one from November to now, December 25th, I've been either out of town or up all night or on a campout.
Yes, Tech is officially starting a cult within his compound, and I, in the big city, have been very busy being deemed the outer head of the order, Grand Pontiff of the Illuminati. So all of us have a lot going on here, and we're very busy, but we guarantee that we are going to spend a lot more time in 2018 building the podcast, working on the podcast, and doing some more interviews of people who create. We're going to try to focus on gaming for the YouTube, and then focus on music for the podcast.com. So,
and also, I have a lot of gaming contacts that I'm going to start interviewing for the podcast. I'm also going to, we're going to go with a new RSS feed. We're going to retire this feed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, there's a couple of reasons why to cut it. So it's going to be a cut and run to a new RSS feed. So we're going to start at episode one again on the new feed.
Interesting. Well, it's your baby. I'm down. And I also would like to push people to our YouTubes, where we are putting up some pretty funny stuff, some gameplay, some weird stuff at the moment. So last week I did a playthrough with my wife with Doki Doki Literature Club, which is an instant cult classic.
What does Doki Doki mean? Because there was Doki Doki Panic back in the day.
I think it means like heartbeat.
Okay. So heartbeat panic sounds terrifying, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. I don't know what it means. Should we Google that? Okay. We've got the computator here.
And then, vamp. Okay, so anyway, yeah, there's a couple of reasons why we wanted to switch over the RSS feed, because when you shift your focus on things, you get better rankings as a new podcast than you do as a old podcast that has less views and listens and all that. So therein is one of the major reasons to switch, because hey, we have a lot of people who read the podcast page, but not as many download the actual podcast. So that's the reason why every time I did an interview, I always tried to do the thing where we talk about do a transcript of everything we did on the interview. So that's the why.
Okay, then we got Doki Doki means pounding, like the sound of a heart beating. I hope that clarified for you.
Heart that ate Chicago.
I'm not sure what that means.
Why did you say the chicken
heart that ate Chicago?
Okay, so for us old folks, there were things called LPs, which meant long play records. And there is a comedian named Bill Cosby, who used to not have a negative connotation in his name. He was somebody we invited into our houses all the time. He was a hilarious comedian. Now,
literally formative for our youth.
Yeah. And so there was a hilarious bit he did about being a kid watching scary movies in The Chicken Heart That Ate Chicago. He does a hilarious bit where he talks about being a kid, getting too worked up, listening to the radio, accidentally burning down the couch.
Good stuff. The parents are your mother and father. That's a good quote from Bill Cosby. Okay, well, let's also talk about the playthrough that we're doing presently. This is an idea that Tech had a while back. He was like, hey, we should do a playthrough of this. I hear it's a dating sim where you date tanks. And what's going on? What's going on in your head?
Okay, so there was one of those things, like weirdest games you've played. And the tank dating sim was right up there, along with, do you remember Fishman or something like that from the Sega Dreamcast?
No.
Yeah, there was a Fishman game way back.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, take me to the...
Yeah, exactly. Not quite that game, but yeah, it was a weird game. So, so that's the thing. Where was it? Sorry, we're recording this an hour past my normal bedtime.
Yeah, and we've been playing the tank simulator for 3 hours.
Oh yeah, that was it. So that game was one that was attainable because it was like $5 on a Steam sale. So I was like, hey, let's try it.
It's $5 for a reason. It's a little troubling, just because I don't know where it's going. We were hoping it would be like funny, like weird and like intentionally weird, but instead it's like, it's intentionally weird. I get that, but it's just cringy in its delivery. Like, it's not weird for weird's sake, which would have been kind of funny. It's like just an alternate universe where girls are tanks.
Yeah.
And but like, it was like completely unexplained. For
yeah, reason. Like consistently, not consistently. I mean, like somehow they're tanks, but you don't see them. Like they don't transform. Or it's weird.
And he even acts surprised that they're tanks at the beginning, which is like, I don't know. Because if it's an alternate universe where girls are tanks, just tell us that. Doggone it.
Commit to that concept. But then later on, he just throws out there that his grandfather was killed fighting the plane girls. You're like, what?
So these are tank girls and these are plane girls. And I was telling him, I was like, you know, you see me freaking out on the video, like wobbling back and forth and using my fidget spinner and stuff because,
davening.
Like, yeah, davening, exactly. I'm wailing. I said, you know, this is, I wanted to see like a nightgown draped over a Sherman tank. Like
that would have been hilarious and on point.
It would have been. That would have been really funny. And then like have a beach scene where it's just a bunch of tanks on the beach and, you know,
yeah.
Come on, that would have been actually very funny. Yeah. And instead they got like somebody who read a how to draw anime book drawing single frames of anime girl esque looking pictures
with no audio acting. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how this thing's a gigabyte. How is it a gigabyte? Unless it, like, you know, once you finally, you know, go on your final date, does it like show video of that tank or something? But,
Oh, and I do have to say, I want to put a link to the playthroughs that we've done. Especially the ones with my wife. I did with the Doki Doki Literature Club. We're pretty proud of that because my wife's very, very reserved. And she did a lot of reading. She read a couple of the girls. But I wanted to say, there's a lot of potential in these very simple games. I learned that from Doki Doki, which, I'm going to also put up a link to a massive spoiler video. Are you familiar with MatPat? Okay, it's a YouTuber who advertises for stuff, but advertises for stuff sort of pretending to be like, oh, I put all this together, and I think the underlying story is actually this, but really he's just advertising for some game that's coming out. So he's intimated that the Doki Doki Literature Club is the characters from it are stolen from another game that the same developer is making, and it's going to be like an intense like action game or survival horror game.
Huh.
So
okay. Right.
So it's
sorry, I'm falling asleep. I just did that because he hates that noise.
I thank you for not doing it. Full.
We're brothers. I just have to give you the taste of the thing you hate.
Oh, that's so gross. Anyway, People are going to listen to this in their car radio. And then they'll...
Why do people not have a problem with that noise? Some
people really hate it. Oh, gosh. Anyway, he was making a snoring noise. Doki Doki Literature Club might be part... The characters in it belong in a survival horror game, because the characters have incredible amounts of depth, more than you would find in a dating sim. So that's kind of the point that Matt was making, and then actually let us know that the game, that's the case, that is the real case, and that there's another game coming out later that's going to be more intense. So pretty psyched about that. I'll put a link to the game theory video that Matt Pat made, and also a link to our playthroughs of Doki Doki Literature Club. So this is
Tech Sully.
This is Gun Sully. I'm going to put a link to our social media, and also
tell people about our Reddit. Okay, yeah, it's reddit.com/r/thepodcast with an E at the end, patreon.com/thepodcast, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we're pretty well laid out on that stuff.
That's the only way we're going to make a dime off any of this.
We should let people know.
We have never covered expenses for this podcast. I'd just like you to know.
Just let people know what we have. What did Google decide that we were?
Apparently, we are the devil. We're not allowed to be monetized.
There's no negotiation. Yeah. There's absolutely no negotiation.
We can't even link on our YouTube videos. We can't even link to our Patreon, right?
Yeah. No, can't do that. Tens of thousands of views on our YouTube channel, but we are clearly robots from Pakistan. Yeah. That's what they said.
Here's the thing. We've bought ads before. Guess what we've stopped doing, Google? Hey, we're never buying an ad again.
Exactly. Since you said that you're going to pocket the money that we've made and you're never going to let us make money again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right. Check out our Patreon and our... the R word. Yeah. Okay, bye.